Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for March the 9th, 2009. We will begin our session this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Senegal and a pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand, please?
Please bow your heads. We're saying this prayer this morning for two Jefferson County employees, Ken Clark and Roger Smith. Those families had tragedies, and I want to say this prayer for them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. And our thoughts and prayers, and I thank the commissioner for that prayer for two of our employees. And we pray that they will be comforted this time. Under purchasing, item A, receive and file job order contract with weatherproofing for repairs to the Jefferson County Courthouse Annex Skylight due to Ike in the amount of $58,160. Item B, receive and file a job order contract with weatherproofing for repairs to the Ford Park Pavilion metal panels due to Ike in the amount of $142,085.34. Item C, receive and file job order contract with weatherproofing for the replacement of windows for the Jefferson County clerk due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $14,932. Item D, consider and possibly approve contract with ICU Environmental Health and Safety for lead inspection at the Southeast Texas Airport hangar number one due to Hurricane Rita damage in the amount of $735. Item E, receive and file job order contract with Centerline Construction Services Inc. for the repairs to the correctional facility lighting due to Hurricane Ike damage in the amount of $34,894.14. Item F, receive and file job order contract with Centerline Construction Services, Inc. for repairs to the Hertz Crawfish Building due to Hurricane Ike damage in the amount of $2,794.01. Item G, correct the name Townsend Chemical in agenda item number 9 under the Purchasing Department, dated February the 23rd, by replacing it with the name UAP Timberland, now DBA Crop Product Services. Agenda item number 9 reads, execute, receive, and file renewal of term contract for insecticides, herbicides, and adjuvants for Jefferson County Mosquito Control. Correction will read, execute, receive, and file renewal term contract for insecticide, herbicide, and adjuvants for Jefferson County with UAP Timberland, now DBA Crop Product Services, for a period from February 27th, 08, February 2018. H, discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into a contract negotiation for record archives restoration and preservation for the Jefferson County Clerk. Item I, approve extension of bid openings date for RFP automobile rental concessions for Southeast Texas Regional Airport from 11 a.m. Monday, March the 9th, 09 to 11, Monday, March 30th, 09. Item J, consider and possibly approve change order number 2, an increase of $88,651 to the contract with Gulfstar Roofing and Sheet Metal for IFB, Jefferson County Roof and Spire Restoration to clean and grout cavities at base of roof gutters and provide a 3-inch thick concrete topping over existing roof decks, bringing the total contract to $537,503, and increasing the days of completion by 65 days, bringing the date to April 23, 2009. K, item K, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code by donating it to a charitable organization, Goodwill Computer Depot. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Sorry, item G. What about it? Oh, February 27, 09. Okay, for the record, that is corrected to read February 27th, 2009 to February 28th, 2010, and that is item G. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. County commissioners, item A, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban or to approve a burn ban or to rescind an existing burn ban in light of the existing conditions regarding dangers, wildfires, occurrences, and drought indices. Item B, receive and file executed amendment number 1 to Office of Rural Community Affairs Grant contract number DRS-0704, which will increase the number of bridges replaced under the disaster recovery grant funding to a total of 10. Item C, receive and file executed pipeline easement agreement with Denbury Green Pipeline Texas LLC for the purpose of constructing a pipeline upon the property of Jefferson County. Item D, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract amendment of Office Rural Community Affairs Grant contract number 723419. Item E, approve, receive, and file self-insuring any loss above $5,000 minimum public official bond amount for Carolyn Guidry, county clerk. Item F, approve, receive, and file self-insuring any loss above $64,000 public official bond amount for Lolita Ramos, district clerk. Item G, consider and possibly approve allowing the city of Beaumont to use the atrium lobby of the new courthouse for a joint city BISD port of Beaumont Precinct 0011 voting locations. This election is scheduled for Saturday, May the 9th, 2009, from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. The recommendation is to provide the facility with our necessary security personnel free of charge to the city of Beaumont. Item H, receive and file a donation deed for Nolia Lane of the Nolina Acres subdivision in Jefferson County. Property is located in Precinct 4. Item I, request approval for incorporation of Nolia Lane, a 60-foot private street with a 50-foot radius cul-de-sac in the Nolina Acres subdivision into the county road system as recorded in the subdivision plats recorded in file number 94-943-4667. Property is located in Precinct 4. Item J, receive and consider the report and presentation of Ron Ellington, Chairman of the Jefferson County Historical Commission, of the JCHC Annual Report. And item K, receive and file the JCHC Annual Report. Item L, consider and possibly approve appointees to the Jefferson County Historical Commission for the year 2009-2010, and there's a list of those names attached to the agenda. Item M, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Zane Bledsoe as Commissioner of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1, Board of Commissioners for a 2-year period. Okay, thanks. And item N, consider approving an assignment of the HF Aircraft LLC private hangar development land lease to the William F. Scott Trust. Is there a motion on these items?
Second.
Discussion with regard to the burn ban. My report is that there is an urgent need that that burn ban be reinstituted. Mr. Fountain, would you care to speak to that?
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, Friday I contacted the chiefs of the LaBelle Fenette, Hampshire, China, Nome, and Bevel Oaks Fire Departments, or ESD-1 Fire Departments. They were all in concurrence that we do need to reenact the burn ban, mostly because of the high sustained winds as well as the drought conditions. Last week, Governor Perry requested federal disaster declaration because of the drought conditions and a separate one because of the fire conditions across the state. So at this time, we would recommend a burn ban be placed in effect, even though possibly Wednesday or Thursday we could have some rainfall. It could always be lifted the next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Judge, before we vote, I think we'd like to hear the report from Mr. Ellington. And then also I would like to propose and introduce Zane Bledsoe to the court. He is my appointee to replace a position for the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. He's here present in the court today, and I'd like for him to stand up and be recognized as agreeing to this. He said he wasn't sure what he was getting into, but between Jimmy and some other members, they're gonna train him and get him up to speed. Well, appreciate you agreeing to do that, Mr. Bledsoe.
I've known Blaine for many, many years, and I can tell you he can handle whatever the job is. Glad to have you, Sam. Okay, is there a report? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. Yes. I'm Ron Ellington, Chairman of the County Historical Commission. We are elected for, as you've seen, and sponsored by this court. You have received our report. I won't go into a lot of detail on what that is. I'd like to mention just a couple of things on personnel matter. There At the end of the year, we had 34 active members in the Historical Commission in this county. And during the year, we were saddened over the death of two of our longtime members. One was Mr. Pat Gilbert of Beaumont. The other was Ms. Dorothy Ingram of Port Arthur. And we also lost a longtime friend and husband of our past chair, Ms. Ethelyn Jenkins. We lost Mr. Bill Jenkins this year also. Our vice chair, Mrs. Ramona Hutchinson, resigned because she went to work for the State Historical Commission, and she's the site director for the Landmark Inn in Castroville. I also understand she's part of the Medina County Historical Commission now. So I do thank you for your support and continued efforts to promote history in this county will be taken care of by our group. Thank you very much. If you have questions, I could answer some.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Get any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. And am I to assume that by the approval of item A, I can execute a burn ban order? Is that the court's understanding? All right. Okay, County Auditor. Item A, consider and approve out-of-state travel for Anita Becker to attend National Court Reporters Association Mid-Year Seminar in New Orleans, Louisiana. Estimated cost, $1,500. Item B, regular county bill, check number 312547 through check number 312881. And item C, regular county bills, check number 312882 through check number 313197. The motion, and by addendum, item D, consider and possibly approve a budget amendment for Beaumont Maintenance, replace steam table in the amount of $5,476. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion.
Second.
Beck.
And was this proposed in their budget for this year for this expense?
No, they had written a letter and done their copy of this letter, I guess, in the court question. But basically, they weren't able to specifically list it out in their budget because they don't know the kind of budget that the actual national seminar is going to be. They can't list it out.
Eight, or I think at least eight.
Probably, since we have Rover.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor of those items under County Auditor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Engineer, item A, consider possibly approve the revised flood damage prevention order for Jefferson County. Item B, execute, receive, and file the revised flood damage prevention order for Jefferson County. And item C, request approval to release retainage to Jamel and Smith Construction for repairs to the flooring at the mid-county offices and library due to Ike damage in the amount of $2,893.13. Item D, request approval to release retainage to Jamel and Smith for repairs to the Jefferson County Correctional Facility fence due to Ike damage in the amount of $1,044.51. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
We have a second.
Judge, we are asking the court to pass that flood prevention order for Jefferson County as amended by the documents that were placed in your package or dropped in your offices this morning. We got it Thursday. Friday morning, Fred and I got together and went through the whole order and came up with these amendments to correct some grammatical errors and to make clear that the floodplain administrator, in this case county engineer, has the authority to restrict the building of critical infrastructure in the floodplain so that we don't have any firehouses, nursing homes, or anything of that nature located within the 500-year floodplain, or to assure that they're elevated to the 500-year mark or 5 foot above base flood elevation, which was Jose's suggestion. So we're asking that you pass them as amended by these documents y'all received this morning.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Jeff. And you, since you've been working with this floodplain, our situation that happened down in the rural area in Hampshire, the rural area, the problem we had, that's partially what I see, and I'm trying to make sure we get on the right court with this. Mr. Malonesome do some approving, right? But the engineering department is the department that kind of oversee.
The floodplain manager is the county engineer, and he's the one responsible. He delegates the issuance of the developmental permits in the unincorporated areas to environmental control. So what happens is that someone wanting to build in the unincorporated area, just like you do in an incorporated area, you go to the building inspector, you go to environmental control. In this case, you present them with the elevation certificate showing what elevation you're going to build at, and if it's at least 1 foot above base flood elevation, they issue the certificate. These amendments are, and the new flood prevention order, are mostly aimed not at residences, but at quasi-governmental buildings like the volunteer fire departments. This is really aimed to take care of the problems associated with the LaBelle Finette volunteer fire department that's located out there on Taylor's Bio. And we're attempting to just make sure that in the future we have, FEMA has come out with some new guidelines saying that critical infrastructure should not be located within that floodplain. This is just to bring our flood prevention order into conformity with what FEMA says needs to be done.
Mr. Rugg, I think that's something that we might need to look at, because I'm trying to, as I read through, trying to resolve, make sure we don't have this problem occur again. But I know we're off the subject, but I think it's something we need to look into.
Okay, any other discussion? Then items A through D under county engineer, with the understanding that items A and B are an approval of those plans as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County treasurer, approved bid proposal for depository bank for the funds of Jefferson County and the district and the county clerk's trust fund. Is there a motion on that?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. All right, that concludes our agenda, and thank y'all very much for
Judge,
coming.
Our meeting next week will be back at the regular time, 1:30,
yes,
Monday.
Yes, 1:30.
Okay, thank you.